Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you, reminding you to send us those things you'd like to have us use on The Good Stuff to kimhburge@gmail.com. That's B-U-R-G-E, kimhburge@gmail.com. Thanks for joining us today on your local radio station. I know that they're glad you tuned in as well. Since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Much of the growth and success of Tri-State Livestock News is due to the long-term support from the publication's stockman and agribusiness customer base. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
Looking for a unique shopping experience? Check out Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. Open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday. Or how about this? They even make appointments. All you have to do is call 605-642-5884. That's 642-5884. 84. Great store, fabulous antiques. They've got craft items, collectibles, vintage treasures. It's all right there at Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish.
Can I share some more of my it's so hot jokes right quick?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, we're going to run out of all this hot weather one of these days as it cools down now in the end of August, first of September. So I thought I better get these in. Get them while the getting's good,
I guess. There you go. Get them while they're hot.
So, that's right. It's so hot, my thermometer goes up to, are you kidding me?
I believe that.
It's so hot, the frozen pizza I bought at the grocery store was ready to eat by the time I got it home.
Oh, no.
It's so hot, my campfire lit itself. It's so hot, I'm sweating like a politician on election day. And it's so hot, I wish I had got the cloth seats instead of the leather ones. Anyway, so those are some how hot is it jokes out there, I guess, I wanted to share with you. I'm done with those now, folks,
well,
I promise you.
And I think we're kind of getting past that hot.
Yeah, we'll go to cold jokes here after a while.
Yeah, they're not as funny. How about some driving etiquette, Mike?
All right, we'll practice that.
All right, dim your headlights for approaching vehicles, even if the gun is loaded and the deer is in sight.
Yeah, you got to kind of watch that.
Yeah. When approaching a four-way stop, the vehicle with the largest tires always has the right of way. And never tow another car using pantyhose and duct tape. That sounds like someone did that with experience and is speaking from that.
There's a story behind that somewhere.
Yeah, I think so too. When sending your wife down the road with a gas can, it is impolite to ask her to bring back beer too.
Yeah, that she might get angry at that.
Do not lay rubber while traveling in a funeral procession.
That's not good etiquette.
No, these are good etiquette to follow.
I have another one of those, what they say are Southern sayings to explain to you. You ever hear somebody say, well, I'm fixin' to?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, if anyone's ever told you to do something that you already planned on doing, it happens all the time, and Southerners have a neat phrase to use as a response. It's simple, and it only has a couple of words. Fixin' to. Hey, what are you going to do? Well, I'm fixin' to do the dishes, then go for a 6-mile run. See, there's nothing to it.
And do you ever use that?
No, I'm not going to go for a 6-mile run.
No, fixin' to.
Oh, some once in a while, maybe I slip that in. Unless you're really fixin' to fix something, this usually just means that you're about to do something.
Oh, so, well, good clarification.
I'll share that one with you today.
All right. And we've got the Washington State Patrol recently said an off-ramp roundabout was closed when a tanker truck overturned and spilled red wine.
Red wine all over the roadway.
Trooper Thornton, public information officer, said that the truck overturned at the roundabout of State Road 225 in the westbound Interstate 82 off-ramp in Benton City. The trailer leaked red wine across the highway. No other vehicles were involved in the incident, and the driver was treated for minor injuries.
Hmm.
And they...
They gave him a breathalyzer?
Yeah, they should have. Yeah. They did have the Washington State Department of Transportation come clean it up. Now, they're the ones that need the breathalyzer test. Interesting circumstances. Okay, and I've got one last one to wrap up. A Wisconsin meat company celebrated its 75th anniversary by making the world's longest meat stick, measuring 314 feet long.
Wow.
That's a football field.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wenzel's Farm teamed up with South Carolina-based Devro, which makes collagen casings and films, to create a casing with the size and toughness to withstand the Guinness World Record attempt. The completed meat stick was unfurled at a park in Marshfield and was then measured. 314-foot meat stick was declared to be the new world record.
And that's the good stuff.